I'm Marco Werman, and you're with The World. We're a co-production of the BBC World Service, PRI, and WGBH here in Boston. If you're a kid in a U.S. public high school, or you have a kid in a public high school, like I do, you're probably familiar with AP, or Advanced Placement Classes. Across America, millions of students take AP classes every year to prepare for a test that could get them college credit. In May, the nonprofit company that writes the AP curriculum decided to change its world history class. Pre-colonial history is now gone. For AP students, world history now begins in the year 1200. As the world's Rupa Shenoy reports, that's been very controversial.
AP World History covered about 10,000 years when Paige Becker took it last year in Lady Lake, Florida.
For me, it wasn't too much because I loved the course, but I know that not everybody's a history lover.
She had to read about 30 pages every night, analyze documents, write essays, and take lots of tests to prepare for the big exam.
So I had just taken the AP World exam, and I was going on there to see, like, stuff about when test scores would be released. And I saw something about the new changes to AP World.
She saw that the College Board, the nonprofit that runs the advanced placement curriculum and exam, Becker saw that they were going to change AP World History so it would start in 1450.
And I was like, wait, no, there's more to history than that. Because that change would make it so that everything was cut out, basically, before colonization from Europe.
A lot of teachers reacted that way, too.
I will not continue a sentence if I'm interrupted. So you're welcome to interrupt me if you like, but I won't continue if that's the way we're going to behave tonight. I just won't.
At a conference in June, they confronted College Board Vice President Trevor Packer, a former AP World History teacher from Oakland, California, Amanda Doamiral, told Packer he was sending the wrong message to students of color.
Right, the people in power in our country already are telling those same students that their history, that their present, that their future doesn't matter. And by you making this decision, you are going along with that. Their histories matter. Their histories don't start at slavery.
Packer said he was offended by that and by people who suggested the College Board's change to AP World History was financially motivated because everyone would have to buy their new materials. Packer said he was just being realistic about how much information kids could absorb in 1 year to prep for a $90 AP exam.
If we wanted to increase revenues, we can make a very simple move. It would be to take the two college courses that comprise AP World History and create two separate AP World History exams, Part 1 and Part 2.
But that's what they ended up doing.
There's no longer going to be one big AP World History class. Rather, it's going to be split up into AP Modern History and AP Ancient History.
Paige Becker and another student in New Jersey, Dylan Black, had started a change.org petition, and more than 12,000 people signed, asking Packer not to change AP World History.
I guess I just annoyed him enough that he finally contacted me.
The two students got on the phone with Packer, and he told them the College Board had decided to change course. The board would create another AP class to cover history before 1200, and the existing AP World History class would start at 1200 instead of 1450.
And we both agreed that it was a much more acceptable change because you can go more into detail about them rather than keeping them really, like, basic and general.
The College Board says it won't benefit financially from the changes. A spokesperson said no one was available for an interview, but she pointed me in the direction of others who'd talk.
My name is Peter Stearns. I teach history at George Mason University, and at various points I've been deeply involved with the AP World History program.
Stearns says starting at 1200 isn't ideal, but at least this way students will learn about a few cultures before they were conquered.
It's important to be realistic. I support the change because I think they're trying to satisfy a number of different constituencies, and I have no reason to suspect their motives.
But Stearns isn't sure how many schools will take the time or resources necessary to offer the new AP World Ancient History class.
I'm very skeptical that many schools are going to jump into the development of this second course.
And that means many AP teachers across the country remain skeptical that the College Board should be making any changes to AP World History. Eric Beckman's taught the class for 5 of his 30 years in St. Paul, Minnesota schools.
AP World History had a lot of potential to be a tool to interrupt institutionalized racism. And now this diminishes that.
Beckman says cutting back on the time period AP World History covers doesn't make sense because the class is supposed to look at long-term trends in how history unfolds. And now Beckman says the existing AP World History class in schools won't cover things like the Golden Age of Islam, the rise of mathematics in India, the innovation of Chinese dynasties, or the great West African trading kingdoms.
You know, when, you know, the president referred to the homes of some of my students as shitholes, and it's like, I just want to publicly say that I'm glad your families are here. And it's a lot easier to say that having spent time talking about some of the golden ages in those parts of the world.
When you grow up as a person of color in this country and you learn about your history as beginning with oppression, it paints a picture for you that your history has always been one of oppression, and then it normalizes that. And then it becomes, that's the way things have always been, and that's the way things will always be.
Amanda Doamiral, the teacher you heard earlier in a testy exchange with Trevor Packer, she says she still doesn't feel like educators are being heard.
That's exactly the same issue that's happening across the country in what, you know, you name the issue. It's like, people are just frustrated and like can't get things done, can't get things changed because we're not being listened to.
Paige Becker, the Florida student who's going to be a junior in the fall, thinks teachers might be overreacting. She says the creation of a new AP Ancient World History class solves many issues, even though it may take a few years before the course shows up in schools.
All these teachers are upset about it. They're like, oh, that's so Eurocentric. Well, it's AP Modern History. They're not trying to say it's world history anymore. That's the main thing I was having an issue with. AP Ancient History is going to be happening.
Becker says the fact that the College Board listened to concerns and made a change, that shows her that they really do have students' best interests at heart. For The World, I'm Rupa Shenoy.